All right, welcome to another edition of the program. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGovernment.com. Today is February 11th, 2008. Lots of stuff to get into, lots of news, lots of information. So much stuff to go over. There's no way I'm going to get to all of it in this hour, but I'm going to do the best I can. One of the first things I want to talk about was, of course, the Ron Paul campaign. There was a statement issued by the campaign, actually from Ron Paul himself, saying that he won't be making a third-party run, that he's going to put all of his efforts into recapturing his congressional seat. And overall, I think at this point in time, that's probably the best move, because there was absolutely no way that he was going to be able to break through this Berlin Wall of control that the establishment has over the electoral process in the general election. He'd have to get over 15% of the vote in these rigged polls. Very, very difficult to do. So I think he's making the right move. And I think what we have to do is get all these Ron Paul meetup groups to start fielding candidates for local offices, running for congressional seats. I think that's the right step in the right direction. So overall, it's a very difficult choice. Do you run as a third party? Do you do all these different things? I mean, there's several different options that they could have chosen, but overall I think he made the correct choice, because we're essentially fighting a rigged game. We're going up against rigged electronic voting machines. We're going up against a mass media complex that certainly did not treat his campaign with the fairness that it deserved. So overall, I think he's making the right choice. And of course, he's got this neocon that said they wasn't going to run against him, considering that this was a presidential election year. And, of course, the guy lied, and he's trying to capture a seat. So we definitely have to make sure that we have some sort of voice for liberty, for freedom, and for the Constitution in the House of Representatives, and we have to make sure that he gets his congressional seat back. Obviously, I would have liked to see him run as an independent. That would have been nice. But I'm still going to vote for him. There's nothing preventing anybody from writing Ron Paul in come the general election. So I suggest you do that and get behind people who believe in the message of freedom and believe in the message of liberty in the local elections and in these upcoming congressional elections. It'll be very, very important that we get as many liberty-minded individuals into Congress, into the Senate, into all sorts of offices, anywhere in the government. It doesn't matter. We have to start taking over the system, and that's definitely where we need to begin, because I think the Ron Paul campaign is just the beginning. It's just the beginning of this fight, and this is going to take a long time to get our country back. So we have to take it one day at a time and just keep plugging away at it. You know, it's not going to be easy, but that's what we have to do. With that aside, I got a ton of news I'm going to get into, and I'm running up against a break, but pretty much lots of crazy stuff. Let me just go over some of the things I'm going to talk about. Northern Command issued a press release basically saying that they're ready to implement martial law. Very disturbing news there. We also have this news about these six individuals from Guantanamo Bay that the U.S. government is saying are responsible for 9/11 and they want to kill them. Of course, they're just patsies. We're going to get into all of that. Lots of stuff. I mean, just all sorts of crazy news, crazy information, stuff the establishment, corporate control press will not talk about. We'll be back on the other side. We'll get into all this. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O.
Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, let's jump right into all this news. A lot of stuff to get into. Russian bombers violate Japanese airspace. This article is from the Associated Press. Very disturbing development right here in this article. U.S. fighter planes intercepted two Russian bombers, including one that buzzed an American aircraft carrier in the Western Pacific during the weekend, the Associated Press has learned. And it goes on to say, how about this? This Russian bomber flew directly over the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz twice. But we're concerned about the Iranians, who have nowhere near the military capabilities of the Russians. And the Russians are participating in all these war games, all this other stuff. Doesn't make any sense that our government is concerned about Iran. Makes absolutely no sense. The true threats are Russia and China. But they want everybody to be concerned with Iraq, with Iran, and Afghanistan. When the real threat are the Russians. But they don't want to scare anybody with this, I guess. They want to scare anybody with what's going on in Iran. Because that's the easier target. They want to set up their staging bases in the Middle East so then they can look at Central Asia as the next step. And then China and Russia as the end game. That's really what's going on here. That's why they're trying to, by spreading all this propaganda, they're trying to ensure that the American people pay closer attention to the Middle East versus Russia. And it doesn't make any sense. It's completely backwards. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, with China, with Russia, with all these Central Asian countries, they're forming an alliance. They're forming a military alliance with each other to counteract what we're doing in the Middle East. The real threat are the Russians and the Chinese. But, of course, you don't see that in the mass media. It's all about Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And, of course, the next step in their plan is that they want to go into Iran. It's ridiculous. The real threat is not Iran. Russia and China are the real threats, but they're not going to talk about them. And North Korea, you know, they're the ones with nuclear weapons, but no, Iran is still the major threat that's out there. It doesn't make any sense. And this story proves it. With Russia doing all these war games, buzzing our aircraft carriers, violating Japanese airspace. It's insane. Let's go on to another news story. Credit card rates continue to rise, from the Washington Post. And this one gets into how credit card rates are rising. despite the fact that the Federal Reserve, they decreased interest rates, but the interest rates for credit cards, they're going up and up and up. Isn't that interesting? Because the Federal Reserve interest rate cuts, they were designed to bail out the big banks. The credit cards, they don't care about the consumers. The more they jack up the interest rates on the credit cards, the more profitable it is for the banks. And the easier they can enslave you. And that's really what's going on here. And of course, Congress made it more difficult to declare bankruptcy. I mean, it's all done by design. They're trying to turn us into debt slaves. They're doing a very good job of it. Let's go on to some more stories here. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm just going to go right down the list, try to cover as much as I can this first half hour. 100,000 votes may not be counted in Los Angeles. This one's from rawstory.com, and this story was also on our number of websites. And let me read it. As many as 100,000 independent voters in Los Angeles did not and most likely will not have their ballots counted in last week's Democratic presidential primary because of an unnecessary complex system, inadequately trained poll workers, and little effort by elections officials to notify voters of the proper procedures, according to news reports and voting rights activists. And, of course, Hillary Clinton came out on top in California. And, of course, this state, you have all sorts of irregularities with the votes. I mean, should we expect anything less? I mean, this is what's going on here. Our whole electoral process has been circumvented by electronic voting machines, by fraud, and all these weird goings-on across the nation. Take, for example, the Washington caucuses. They suspended the vote count after 87% of the precincts were in. And now Huckabee is protesting. And I mean, this was despite the fact that John McCain was only a few percentage points ahead of Huckabee. And Ron Paul was still in there. He was pretty close to McCain as well. He was just about a couple percentage points behind Huckabee. But yet they said, oh no, John McCain's the winner. And they delayed the vote count. All sorts of weird stuff going on in Washington with the caucuses for the GOP. So you combine that story with this one in Los Angeles with the 100,000 votes that may not have been counted. And this adds up to massive amounts of voter irregularities, massive amounts of fraud, and there definitely needs to be an investigation into all this. But will we get one? Probably not. You know, they've been hush-hush on the recount up here in New Hampshire, and we've seen what a debacle that was. So this is just going to turn into another fiasco. Let's go on to some more news. Now, I got this propaganda news story from the Associated Press about how the internet is actually being clogged up because of all the video sharing that's out there. And I can tell you that's absolute bull. They're just trying to convince people that, oh, there's all this internet video out there. We need to do something about it. And then what the solution will be is to bring in content filtering, to bring in command and control, to censor the internet. I can already see where this is going. But they just need the excuse. They need to say, oh, well, the internet's clogging up with all this material, and we have to have a system to control it. And that's what these people do. There's a problem. They come in with a phony solution, which makes the problem worse. And then they can introduce additional solutions that make that problem worse. And then they keep going and going. And they've been doing this for nearly 100-plus years here in this country, if not longer. I mean, this is how they're setting up this tyrannical control system by offering phony solutions to problems. They've been very successful at doing this for quite some time now. Let me see what else we have here. UN chief calls for climate change action. Another Associated Press article. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Monday urged all nations to join private companies, civic groups, and individuals this year in sustaining the unprecedented momentum to fight global warming. I mean, we obviously have insane people in charge of all these institutions because it is clear that climate change as a problem has not been proven to be caused by carbon emissions, by man-made carbon emissions. And, of course, that's what the focus of this whole thing is, man-made carbon emissions. We have to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And they get into all this in this article. You can read it up on my website, roguegovernment.com. Talks about the Kyoto Protocol. Talks about how we need to radically reduce emissions by 2012. And it's all a lie. It's all a big lie. There is no proof. No proof whatsoever, despite all the rhetoric that Al Gore and Bono and other clowns out there are going on about. There is no 100% proof that dictates that man-made carbon emissions are causing global warming and how global warming is going to destroy the planet and we're all going to die. But that's what these people want us to believe. It's a phony environmental problem designed to bring in a phony solution, which is a carbon tax, a carbon credit system. And meanwhile, when they're talking about all this global warming nonsense, up in Minnesota, it was minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit today. That's another article, minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And they expect us to believe that global warming is real. I agree that the solar system is getting warmer, but it doesn't seem to be having that much of an effect here on Earth when we're seeing temperatures of minus 40 degrees below zero in Minnesota. I mean, that's Minnesota. That's not the North Pole. That's Minnesota. Minus 40 degrees below zero. I mean, that's crazy. Let's go on to another news article. DHS eases immigrant background checks. Well, this is a real good one. This one came out from the McClatchy News Service. And pretty much what they're saying here is that the Department of Homeland Security is being lax on immigrant background checks. Well, isn't that interesting? So, the government could set up everything internally to control us. We need to have a national ID card. We need to have face scan cameras everywhere. We need to have license plate scanners. And we need to have this huge technological control group. We need to have this military command called NORTHCOM that oversees all of this. Yet, the Department of Homeland Security is just allowing immigrants to come in and with background checks that aren't as stringent as it was before. Isn't that interesting? So they're making it easier for these people to come in. Well, how does that make any sense? That's like the equivalent of saying, okay, we're going to set up a security system in your house, but we're just going to leave the front door open. Okay? Unlocked. We'll just have a screen door unlocked, and that will be the security. But we'll have a nice security system inside your house when anybody can just walk right into your house and just bypass the security system. I mean, that's kind of the analogy that the Department of Homeland Security is implementing here. It's like, yeah, just let everybody come into your house, but let's have all this internal security that polices the American people. It's a complete fraud. The whole war on terror is fraud. I mean, it's just designed to bring in this technological police grid. It's a complete and total sham. But people just don't seem to understand that. I mean, that's why they're voting for McCain, apparently. They think this war on terror is real. Some other news stories. Analyst says dozens of U.S. banks will fail by 2010. This is an article from Reuters. Dozens of U.S. banks will fail in the next 2 years as losses from soured loans mount and regulators crack down on lenders that take too much risk, especially in real estate and construction, analysts said. The surge would follow a placid 3.5-year period in which just 4 banks collapse, all in the last year, RBC Capital Markets analyst Jared Cassie said in a Friday interview. Between 50 and 150 U.S. banks, as many as 157, could fail by early 2010. Well, this comes as no surprise. We're already starting to see runs on banks. We saw one in Britain with Northern Rock, and we saw Countrywide Financial experience the same thing before they were bought out by Bank of America. It's not looking good out there, folks. It's getting really, really bad. The economy is unraveling. Silver went up. Gold went up today. But we're at the break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the show. On the other side, we're talking about the story. Analyst says dozens of U.S. banks will fail by 2010. And, of course, as I was mentioning, we had a bank run in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, with Countrywide Financial. A lot of people were trying to get their money from those banks because of what was going on with the instability of Countrywide Financial and their mortgage assets. And the same thing went on in Britain with Northern Rock and their banks. People were not sure what to make of the whole banking situation with those two financial institutions, so they tried to get their money out. And these are the types of things that happened in the Great Depression, and people think that this could never happen here. Well, guess what? It can. It can. Because this financial system is based off of a lie. It's based off of a fraud. It's based off of just credit that is created out of nothing. And the only thing that allows the money, the paper notes to be worth anything is confidence. It's because people are willing to trade these worthless pieces of paper for goods and services because it is legal tender. But if confidence begins to erode, and I'm starting to see that more and more, the past year to year and a half, I've really started to see a lot of questions about the value of the dollar, and people are questioning if we should have confidence in the value of the dollar. And when you see the Federal Reserve just slash interest rates irresponsibly, and then you have Bush come out with this so-called economic stimulus package, in which they just give money out to people, but pretty much what they're doing is they're just printing the money out of thin air, and then they're giving it to people. Well, what does that do? It puts more dollars into circulation, And as a result, inflation goes up. So it's really a phony solution to the underlying problem, which is the system itself. And these people are in charge. They're a bunch of criminals. They're not going to do anything to actually fix the system and actually bring an honest monetary system into the picture. They're not going to do that. So that's why we get more of the phony solutions. And all this is going to do is delay the problem until it gets so bad that the Federal Reserve, if they want to save the currency, even if that's their plan, they would have to raise interest rates up to 20% like they did in the late 70s, early 80s. But I think what their plan is that they want to bring in a new currency, a regional currency that will replace the dollar. So let's see what happens to that. But obviously a very disturbing news story in which you have an analyst saying that dozens of U.S. banks could possibly fail by 2010. And I believe that his assessment is correct. Let's go on to another news story. U.S. wants to execute six patsies for 9/11. I wrote an article at my website, roguegovernment.com, on this. Basically what we have here, and you know, it's interesting that they would come out with this news information on February 11th, 2008. You know, they have this thing with numbers. They like doing things on the 11th day of these different months. That's just something they're into. They're into these numeric codes because they think it's like some sort of gang sign that they put on what they're doing. So today, the U.S. government announced that they would be seeking the death penalty for six Guantanamo Bay detainees, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who the government has admitted they tortured, they waterboarded him. But of course, the media spins this and they say, oh no, we just employed enhanced interrogation techniques. And after the enhanced interrogation techniques, which is really the torture, then Khalid Sheikh Mohammed admitted to all of these crazy things. You know, he admitted to masterminding the 9/11 attacks. He admitted to all sorts of acts of terrorism. He admitted to, I guess, beheading Daniel Pearl, that Wall Street Journal reporter who, you know, he might have been an agent. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really fully investigated that, but a very suspicious situation there. Even the video looked like a fake of his beheading. But either way, they gained all this testimony from torture, and they're using this, or at least they're trying to use it, in some sort of kangaroo court to pin the 9/11 attacks on this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed character and five other men that have been detained in Guantanamo Bay for who knows how long and who knows what has been done to them behind closed doors. So this is a very serious situation. Obviously, we can't believe any of this. The 9/11 Commission was a complete sham. It's come out that Philip Zelikow, well, we've known this for years, but Philip Zelikow, and he was buddies with Condoleezza Rice, he did everything in his power to ensure that there wasn't anything in the 9/11 Commission that got uncovered that would go back to the Bush administration. And this all came out in a book, and now it's been reported in the corporate control press, and they've had to admit all of it, that the 9/11 Commission was pretty much a sham. It was a sham commission designed to whitewash the official story. They wanted to make sure that nobody would question the official story of 9/11. So that's why they had this sham commission set up. I mean, for Pete's sake, they originally wanted to have Henry Kissinger be in charge of it, if that shows you an inkling of how fair they wanted the commission to actually be, which they didn't want it to be fair. They didn't want the commission to uncover the truth. It was set up to be that way. So, of course, they make this big announcement how they want to kill these six patsies for 9/11 on February 11th, 2008. Very, very interesting. I'm sure that's just a coincidence. I'm sure that's just a crazy coincidence, and we're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists here on Patriot Radio. I'm up against another break. On the other side, we have more news. We'll also start taking phone calls on the other side. But I just got to blow through all of this news. Very important stuff. So stay tuned right here on the Public Broadcasting Network. We'll get into all of it on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the show. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. If there's anything that's on your mind, anything you want to talk about, feel free to call into the show of Open Lines in the next half hour. And before I get into some news and go to a few phone calls, just wanted to bring you a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, HempUSA.org. With the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. And, you know, I have some of these hemp seeds that I just got that it's sitting on my counter, and I got to try some of these. I just got them a few days ago, and I heard a lot of good things about them. So you know what, just check them out. Hempusa.org. Find hemp products. But all right, let's go to a phone call. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air.
Yeah. As far as that hemp seed, I was talking with the guy who owns that company today, and he was telling me how he gets bodybuilders and runners, sprinters, surfers that buy his hemp powder because it's like at least 15% protein.
That's pretty good. I can't wait to try some. I literally have these hemp seeds sitting on my counter, and after this show, I'm going to try some.
Yeah, but the only thing I would ask is, though, wouldn't it be better to eat, if you want the true nutrients of the hemp, wouldn't it be better to eat the thing raw hemp seed as opposed to the roasted hemp seed, even though he said the roasted hemp seed tastes good? But I would think when you roast, like roast peanuts, probably roast peanuts are good, right? But I imagine raw almonds or raw peanuts would probably be a little more nutritional than the roasted. Although it may not taste so good, though, especially raw peanuts, they're not so great. But I would imagine with hemp seed, you probably could eat that raw. It may be slightly more nutritional than the roasted. I forgot to ask him that, but we had a long talk today.
Yeah, he'd be the guy to ask. I'm not an expert on hemp. I know there's a lot of good things, a lot of different things you can do with hemp. I mean, it's a very versatile product.
Though. No, he is, because he was telling me all about different stuff with it. You would take like a couple of I think he said like a tablespoon or two or something a day and mix it in a shake or something. I forgot what he was saying. But if you got the 5 pound, he said, I think that would last you for 3 months, something like that.
He said, yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
You wouldn't need to take, it's not cheap, but it's not very, very expensive. But you wouldn't need to take, that's what he's saying, you wouldn't need to waste it. You would take it, mix it with your shakes, and it would last you about 3 months, something like that. Okay,
yeah,
I want to move on.
Else on your mind, but, anything else that's on your mind besides hemp?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wish too bad you can't smoke it either, but. As far as the thing with Ron Paul now, did we get to the Democrat and Republican primary in Pennsylvania, or that hasn't happened yet? Or is that over till now?
I don't think that's happened yet. I'm not sure the date on that, but I'm pretty sure the Pennsylvania caucus or primary or whatever they do, that has not taken place yet.
Okay. And did Maine come in yet, or Maine is not here yet either?
No, we've already had the Maine caucuses. If I remember correctly, Mitt Romney won on the Republican side, and I think Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, I think, won that. I think they just did that over the weekend or sometime. I can't remember. There's so many primaries and caucuses going on. I think Obama won that. I think Ron Paul came in third place in Maine. I might be off on that. Feel free to call and correct me, but I think that's what happened.
Okay, I'm surprised he would come in third place in Maine, because I think he would take Maine for sure. Well, he's either coming in second place, most likely, or third, but mostly second to almost first. So I'm curious about Pennsylvania only because there's a lot of college people there, and they say it's like a college state, although I don't think it's more than Massachusetts is, especially Western Massachusetts, but it is a college state, and I think a guy named, I think his last name was Bishop, he was on, like a bishop, he said his last name is Bishop, and he was a voting analyst, and he said that there's a lot of Ron Paul signs all over, supporters all over Pennsylvania on the colleges. And before that, it was Howard Dean. But Howard Dean is a globalist, though, for sure. People don't know it. That's why there's a lot of people younger than me, around my age and younger, to vote for Obama, because they don't know any better. So they think he's non-globalist, and he supported the war. He definitely was for giving amnesty to these 30 million third world illegal savages in the country, though, definitely. He and Hillary and John McCain and Ted Kennedy and George Bush. So.
Yeah, Henry, they're all horrible, okay. And I appreciate the call. We have to move on. We got some more calls.
Take care.
But all definitely some good points on all those candidates. Yeah, all the candidates are garbage. I mean, it doesn't matter. Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, they all have their bad points. And yeah, they have a few good points they might sprinkle in there. But when they get into office, all the bad stuff, that's the stuff that they're going to implement. And that's what George W. Bush did the past 7 years. It's going to be no different with this current crop of criminals that are running for office. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wanting to comment on Henry's comment, and that is hemp seeds cannot be grown in the United States. Therefore, they cannot be germinated. And raw seeds will germinate. So by law, hemp seeds have to be roasted or sterilized by some other process. Now, irradiation isn't a favorite of the processes. Simple roasting is. So the seeds are roasted. And that is the only way you can get them in the United States.
Well, that would definitely explain it. Yeah, because I guess it's illegal to actually grow it, which I think is incredibly silly. I mean, it's just a plant.
Right. Even the plant doesn't contain THC. This variety doesn't. But still, the plant itself cannot be grown, and seeds cannot be brought into the United States that will grow, that can be germinated. Otherwise, people who would like to have raw seeds would be growing hemp seeds all over the place or growing pot plants all over the place, and they would have all the seeds they want. And that's why they cannot be germinated, and that's why the seeds have to be sterilized.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. thanks for calling in and clarifying that. Anything else that's on your mind, John?
That's it.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I just think it's ridiculous that you can't grow a hemp plant here in this country. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, the Founding Fathers, they used hemp for all sorts of purposes. But yet, for some crazy reason, and I'm not exactly sure of the history, I know it dates back to Hearst Publishing and a few other things, but growing hemp here is illegal, and that's just completely insane, completely nuts. You know, I mean, the fact that growing a plant is illegal, I mean, it just shows you that this country isn't free. If you can't grow a plant, I mean, how stupid is that? You can't grow a plant. Oh, because it might have THC in it, and it might be put into marijuana. I mean, same thing with poppy crops. Oh, you can make heroin out of them. I mean, give me a break. You know, I mean, I'm for a full legalization of drugs, okay? If people abuse drugs, that is a health problem. That is not a problem that should be dealt with the correctional system, with the criminal justice system. It's completely backwards in this country. But it's all designed to get you into the New World Order system and put you into the prison industrial complex by violating all these silly rules and silly laws that make absolutely no sense. Let me just cover a few more news stories, and we have another call holding. I'll get to you, Byron, I'll get to you in just a few minutes. Just a few other news stories I want to get to. Let me see here. This one in particular, Northern Command. Let me just dig this up. This is the stories on Northern Command. I'm trying to find it. I just had it in front of me. Here it is. Northern Command raid to implement martial law. Okay, this is another article that I wrote up on my website, roguegrummer.com. Very, very disturbing news story. Because Northern Command, they issued a press release essentially saying that their organization is fully ready to implement martial law. And they use all this politically correct language in their press release. But really what they're saying is that they are ready to respond to any sort of emergency, any sort of problem that occurs here in the United States. And guess what is stated in Presidential Directive 51? That George W. Bush, in the case of a catastrophic emergency, becomes a dictator over continuity of government operations over all three branches of government. So essentially what this press release is saying, and then you had news that came out last week about this InfraGuard thing, about how the FBI has actually set up this whole thing with private businesses, giving them the authority to shoot people on site and not get prosecuted for it, that they are part of the martial law apparatus. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. So check out that story on my website, roguegrummer.com. Very serious. Northcom.mil, just read some of the stuff they have posted on that website. It's crazy. They talk about establishing closer ties with the Mexican military, with the Canadian military, integrating all these different law enforcement institutions in this whole martial law control system. It's incredibly disturbing. But everybody thinks Northern Command is good. They think it's this wonderful thing. It's absolutely crazy. Let's go to Byron in Canada. Byron, you're on the air.
Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, a couple of different things on those six guys they want to try down there. One, I think there was 169 charges brought against them. And one of them was... Am I on?
Yes, sir. Sorry, yeah. I'm just commenting. That was quite a few of charges that they brought against them.
Yeah, and one of the charges was... blowing up a civilian place that was civilians in it. And, well, the Pentagon, that sounds like a military installation to me. I know one of the towers, at least they were housing military and intelligence and stuff in there. But you know what was funny? When the United States went to Iraq, they bombed sewage plants, water, hospitals, high school or schools, And then if you remember when the second Gulf War started, they bombed that restaurant. You remember it was in a Christian area, and they thought they had Saddam Hussein trapped there, and it killed, I can't remember for sure, like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people, civilians in there. You know,
Was that part of the shock and awe?
Well, that was, you remember right when the war was started, I think they even bombed that place before they even announced that, you know, the war started with Iraq the second time. They hit that restaurant where they thought they had trapped Saddam Hussein in there. But anyway, getting back to, if I may, on Ron Paul, the Alex Jones, they were talking about it, and you can tell he's kind of upset with what's went on with Ron, but, you know, he was one of the main supporters of him, so he's not throwing a towel in completely. But they said he had about $8 million left in his campaign. And, of course, he's got to run for his congressional seat, and they're saying, well, you know, they're trying to get him to run for as a third party, and he doesn't want to give up the, you know, liberal party because he won't get reelected. And, you know, it makes sense in a way, but then I got to think, you know, he's been elected 10 terms. And if he hasn't got a good enough reputation and goodwill build up among his people that he can explain to him, looky, this is not the Republican Party that, you know, they claim to be. And, you know, he could do so much more to start up an independent party or whatever you want to call it. He's got $8 million in there. He can get on the air and go and really let the Republicans have it for what they're not doing. I mean, hell, the Republicans don't think he's a Republican. I mean, they don't claim him the way they've been trashing him and treating him. What in the heck is he hanging on to the Republican Party for?
And one thing I don't understand is the fact that it's $8 million right now. All that money should have been spent in Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, right up front, because those are the two most important states. I don't understand why he has $8 million left at this point. I mean, what can we use it for?
Well, they're going to keep going. He said they're going to use it all up. But, the thing is, like, he hasn't got a hope in heck of getting anything accomplished. Nothing. And unless the Lord intervenes and McCain and Huckabee are struck down or something, maybe some way like that he might have a chance. But he has no hope. And like I said, the news media has absolutely made a mockery of him. The Republican Party has just, you know, all but, you know, made him a laughing joke. And, you know, like, why is he hanging on to the Republican Party? He's 72 years old. At the worst can happen, if he loses his seat in Texas, he can go home and enjoy the rest of his life with his wife and kids.
I hear you, Byron. I got to move on. We got some more calls. Man. But thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Right. Let's go to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I listen to your program as often as I can, and RBN as often as I can. With all the news that is disseminated on your network and the people who I deal with and they've talked to, I don't understand how anybody even buys into what the mainstream media tells them anymore. How can anyone actually believe anything that they hear anymore? Will somebody please explain this to me?
I wish I could. I mean, I look at everything that I see on the establishment corporate control press, and it's like a circus. You know, there's nothing that is put on there that is truthful. It's all spin. It's all propaganda. It's all designed to deceive. And I don't get it myself. I think it's so blatantly obvious. But for whatever reason, people are still trapped in this whole matrix. I don't get it. I really don't understand. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. People just haven't woken up to the level that I think a lot of us thought had woken up when we saw the Ron Paul campaign starting to get on track. It's scary.
And I heard, you know, and I heard from some of my hopelessly liberal friends about how Ron Paul actually, you know, hey, I agree with what he says there. But then, you know, he's completely pushed aside by the mainstream media. They ignored him. We all know this. I mean, this has been discussed for a month now, at least. And yet, people I know in the media don't even see it. They say, no, well, you know, he's not doing anything. Well, you know, he's not been giving any coverage. But the news just distorts and distorts and distorts. We're lied to constantly. You know, it's not always a blatant, outright lie of a false statement. It's omission. There's always some sort of deception. And yet, we as a nation, apparently, we're that stupid, aren't we? We just We sit there every night and we watch TV and we say, well, you know, that's got to be the way it is. And we have no clue what's going on. But you know what? I don't think most people even care anymore. I don't think they want to know what's going on. That's what I'm starting to believe, that that's the case, that it's deliberate.
Yeah, you know what, Jim, you might be right. And, Jim, I appreciate the call. We're just up against a break. We have a couple more callers. But, yeah, lots of good points. I mean, the American people are just asleep. They're obsessed with these breads and circuses, and they are just spoon-fed all this crap, and a lot of people just take it at face value. It's awfully sad. It's awfully sad. But we're up against a break. We have Doug in Texas and Brian in Pennsylvania. We'll try to get your calls after the break. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have calls holding, so I'm going to get to the calls. But, you know, there's so much news that I didn't even get a chance to cover. Let me just run down the list. You know, check them out on my website, worldgovernment.com. Washington may charge greenhouse gas tax. What else? Dow Jones industrial average, they replaced two stocks. They're manipulating the average. Just unbelievable. They're actually manipulating the Dow, the value of the Dow, by replacing these two stocks. U.S. girls reaching puberty at 8. New York City to install cameras in parks. D.C. launches new crime cameras. Huckabee protesting the Washington caucus results. Of course, we covered that a little bit earlier. Chertoff worried about earth-shattering events. More fear and hysteria from the government. They're actually shutting off lights to fight climate change. It's more of the propaganda. Well, Chavez is threatening to cut off oil sales to the United States based off this deal with ExxonMobil. I mean, it's just getting crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. Just check it all out on my website, worldgovernment.com. Oh, there's another one. Mayor stops marine urban warfare training in his city. Just unbelievable. I mean, we're literally living in hell. Okay, I mean, I don't even know how else to explain it. We're just living in hell. All right, let's go to Doug in Texas. Doug, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, lady.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I've known Ron Paul personally for over 20 years. He used to represent me. I live in a district right outside of Austin. They gerrymandered him to try to get rid of him down to a little place down around Texas City, Galveston, right around the coast of Texas. And they made sure that he had like an 80% Democratic district. They thought that would be his demise, but the hero Ron Paul ends up with like 60-something percent of the vote. Now, the little, the AIPAC, the Jewish interests that hate this nation are trying to tear it down, have got a little neocon running against him with unlimited funds. So Mr. Paul has to pull into a little defensive posture to hold the district, and I agree with him 100%. He needs to do that, because if he were voted out, that would be taken by our national anti-Christ Jewish supremacist press as having been repudiated by his own people. So I agree with Mr. Paul's decision to hold on to his congressional seat.
Well, thanks for the call, Doug. We just have to move on. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the important thing is that he gets back into Congress. I think that's the most important thing, because an independent run, he's going to be facing all sorts of crazy stuff the establishment is going to throw at him. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the air.
My only complaint with Ron Paul is that, like the other caller mentioned, I think he's got $8 million in the bank. I really wish he would have spent a lot of that money in Iowa and New Hampshire. I was wondering what the heck he was waiting for. I mean, my understanding was is when Pat Buchanan had his big runs in the 1990s, that him and his sister, Babe Buchanan, but, you know, they ended their campaign and they got about $2-3 million each. And I would hope that I don't think Ron Paul would be the type of person to do that. But I was really disappointed early on. I was thinking to myself, what's the guy waiting for? If there's ever time to make a splash, it's in Iowa or New Hampshire. And it didn't seem like he was getting the money out there. And if he's not going to get the money out there and he's going to take him $8 million, he's not going to need $8 million to run in this district. So where's the money going to go?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I'm up here in New Hampshire, and the campaign up here, in my opinion, was a miserable failure. I mean, my father actually went up to the campaign to get signs a week before the primary, and they didn't have any signs. You know, it's completely ridiculous. They completely mismanaged New Hampshire. I know it's not a popular thing to say, but that's just the facts. They really bungled the first two initial states, and those are the two most important ones that they had a chance to really make an impact.
So I was just very disappointed because, I mean, I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt because he seems like an honest man, which is rare in Washington. But, you know, if that $8 million, if he has $8 million, you know, where's that money going to go? I hope that's not going to go into his pockets. And I hate to say that, but you have to wonder.
Yeah, I hear you, Brian. And we're just out of time. Thanks for calling in, though. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're just out of time. But yeah, absolutely. The initial push in the first two states, it was a miserable failure by the campaign. They should have spent a lot more money. Not trying to be a money morning quarterback here. That's what they should have done. And everybody knows that's what they should have done. But anyway, I'm just out of time.